Ann Arbor's Climate Action Plan is the result of a two-year effort to inventory community greenhouse gas emissions and then develop potential actions to mitigate these emissions. The plan includes 88 actions to help the city reach target reductions in greenhouse gas emissions of 25% by 2025 and 90% by 2050 when compared to the year 2000. Individual proposals in the plan that come with any substantial cost will need council approval before they can be implemented. Matthew Nod is the city's environmental coordinator. Nod says at this point, for the city to make real changes in emissions, they may need to look at large-scale renewable energy projects.
It would take three windmills to run both our wastewater and a water plant, which are two of the biggest energy users. Is there an opportunity for us to buy into one of those and have flat energy costs, whereas we've done a huge amount of energy efficiency and we haven't really seen cost savings because energy prices are rising faster than we can do the efficiency work.
Nod says if state voters had approved the 25 by 25 amendment for renewable energy, the community would be well on the way to reaching the initial target. Since city government itself only counts for about 2% of the greenhouse emissions, it will take engagement from residents, businesses, and the University of Michigan. Susan Hutton is on the city's Environmental Commission. Hutton says hopefully the city will help community members understand their role in reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
I'd love to see people engaging in whatever practices they can. I mean, some of the ones that we've talked about are things like, low-flow toilets and more efficient water systems and home composting. But I think it's also helpful for us to know how much we need to do in order to reach these goals. And I think that that's a really difficult thing for people like me who are not trained scientists to wrap our minds around. And I'm really hoping that the city will step forward with that.
Hutton says she thinks the community believes in the effort and is willing to support the plan. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.